Let's talk some USF women's basketball. Head coach Travis Traphagen joining us on the fan line. Hey, Trap, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you guys.
Hey, I know you got two teams that you just saw a couple of weeks ago, and unfortunately, two teams that are ranked in the top four in the conference right now. What's your preparation like now getting ready for this weekend?
You know, as you're moving forward into your last weekend, you know, in my opinion, probably two of the most talented teams, they got us pretty good when we went down there, like they got most people, you know, that went down to Mankato and to St. Paul. But again, there's not a lot of things that change right now. You know, we want to learn a little bit from the first meetings, what worked or what didn't work. And, you know, we were down one at half against Concordia, and we were down 11 at half to Mankato. So two very good teams. Wasn't one of our better weekends in terms of offensive production. So, you know, it sure is nice getting back home. We have senior weekend. You know, just lots of excitement going on. And quite honestly, you know, these games are important for us. You know, our seed's kind of set. You know, there's still, I don't know exactly all the tiebreakers, this and that. You know, but we're not really in control of our own destiny. If we were to win two this weekend and Augie was to lose both, you know, we'd be back tied, and I don't know. But right now, it's really all about, you know, hopefully playing your best basketball as when Wednesday comes up, you know, whoever we draw, that we get a chance to be able to win that game and get over to the Pentagon.
Because you just saw them a couple of weeks ago, meeting Concordia and Mankato, I mean, is it a good thing, a bad thing? I know you said that at this point, not a whole lot will change, but with this kind of schedule...
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if it's a bad thing, you know, by any means. You know, it makes your game prep a little bit easier, you know, just from the standpoint you just played them a couple weeks ago. So yeah, you know, I think at this point of the year, there's not a lot of secrets. You know, we're not going to go change everything that we do. You know, they're not going to change everything that they do. I think it just comes down to, at some point, you know, just talking Concordia, for example, who we played first out the first time around, you know, we really played exactly the way we wanted to in our first half. You know, we actually fouled with about 0.3 seconds to play before half to go down one, but we held the lead the whole first half. I thought they made some nice adjustments, you know, going into the second half, and we were pretty stagnant on the offensive end. And you give credit where credit's due. You know, they had a tough weekend now, Concordia, this past weekend. You know, when these rankings came out, I don't want to say it surprised me, but Concordia went on the road and lost to number 7 and number 8 in the North, lost to Crookston and Bemidji last week. And even talking with Coach Fessel this week, they kind of thought they'd probably be out of that top 8. Yeah. But it was nice to be able to see them still be in, you know, with those two losses, just from the fact that they rewarded them. They really played a tough schedule. They went out and played the Emporia States this year, the Pitt States, the Michigan Tech. So, yeah, it's great to see four teams from our league represented so far. Now, there's a lot that can happen between now and that last poll, I know. But you know, sometimes when you look at these regional rankings, where it was just a couple years ago when you had the RMAC and the Northern Sun being the two conferences together, there's basically 28 teams trying for 8 spots. We have 3 conferences and we have 41 teams vying for 8 spots. So, you know, you always hope that your conference is represented really well. And it sure was nice to be able to see 4 teams being represented definitely in that first regional ranking.
He's Travis Traphagen, University of Sioux Falls women's basketball, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. They host Mankato and Concordia St. Paul in the last weekend of the regular season over at the Stewart Center. I would assume for success, you get your production from Varsho and Laura Johnson. You need help from some others to be successful this weekend.
Yeah, you know, quite honestly, you know, we were up and we lost 2 this past weekend up at Minot and Mary, who those two teams are fighting for the, you know, really, potentially, if they were to sweep one of those teams this weekend, they could be the first place team in the North over Northern, very potentially. So we played the number 2 and number 3 ranked teams. You know, we lost by 1 at Minot on Friday and then lost by 3 mm-hmm. on Saturday. And we finally got J.C. Ulmer going. Again, she had 26, you know, kind of being that third score on a Saturday against Mary. But we just got to get a little bit more point production in the paint. You know, I thought all weekend we struggled there a little bit getting points in the paint. And, you know, if you can balance it out, getting those easy ones, you know, from your post players, you know, to go along with, you know, we're pretty consistent with Laura getting her 15 and Varsho getting her 15. And if we can keep the Jays going, you know, we are that team that's kind of a tough out. you know, it comes down to you and me. We've talked about this all year where, you know, I think we've got six games now that have been decided basically between 7 points or less. And, and I always talk about the little things, and I didn't think we were very good defensively here this past weekend. And when you don't get when you miss a lot of easy points, you know, I believe that we were 1 out of 17, you know, from our post players on Saturday from the field, that hey, there's a lot of these games that are, you know, it's a fine line. So, you know, it needs to be a total team effort. You know, when we want to beat very good teams in this league, it can't just be Vars. It can't just be Laura. It's going to take that complete team effort to be able to beat great teams in our league.
Good stuff. Again, it's Mankato on Friday night, and then Saturday late afternoon, Concordia St. Paul is here. And we'll find out the first round a week from today of the Northern Sun Men and Women's Basketball Tournament. Hey, Coach, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
You got her.
Thanks, Coach.
There he goes. Travis Trapagan, head coach of the Lady Cougars.